I'm so excited to talk to you guys about today's sponsor, Prose. Prose is the custom beauty brand that is all over your feed. I had been wanting to try them for so long. And when I tell you guys that I put on my Instagram story that they were going to be sponsoring the podcast, I got so many genuine organic responses from my following of people being like, oh my God, I love Prose. I've been using it for years. So don't even just take it from me, but take it from the genuine people that reached out agreeing with me about how much they love Prose. And when Prose says custom, they actually mean it. Each and every bottle of Prose custom hair and skincare is made to order and personalized with a unique blend of naturally powerful and proven effective ingredients to meet your needs. Their in-depth consultation analyzes over 80 factors for a complete view of your life and beauty goals. One of the coolest parts of the questionnaire that I thought was they literally asked me about my location and my zip code so that they could understand how hard the water is here, what the UV index is like, if it's cold, if it's dry, and all of that goes into these truly personalized products. Prose even did a third-party, double-blind, dermatologist-supervised controlled clinical study, aka the gold standard in research studies, and Prose proved that personalization works better than off-the-shelf alternatives. So try it for yourself and get your healthiest hair in 30 days or your money back. Prose is so confident that you'll love your results that they're offering the Arty Friends listeners an exclusive trial offer so that you can see the difference custom care can make. 50% off your first subscription order at prose.com/artyfriends. That's prose.com/artyfriends for your free consultation and 50% off your one-of-a-kind formulas. prose.com/artyfriends.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, welcome back to the Arty Friends podcast. This is Allison.
And this is Kara.
And today's topic is burnout. And before we jumped on, we were making all kinds of burned out puns. Extra and crispy, down by the equator.
Burnt our tongue. So this is actually an episode on touching things that are too hot. We're going to give you tips for how to avoid situations like that. So you don't burn your hands or your tongue on food.
All jokes aside, burnout is a real thing. And we've all probably experienced that. But we'll kind of get into that in a second. First, we're going to catch up on our lives as we always do. Peaks of the week.
Yeah, I'll hop into my peak. So just a little catch up really quick. I am on the road right now. Me and about four other people are on a cruise shooting for Visit the USA and Beautiful Destinations. So we're doing a piece on the Northeast, just covering all these different states. We're doing New Jersey, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Delaware. So we're on our third state right now. So we're on the last leg of the trip. To Jersey and Delaware. I had never been to Delaware and it was so pretty. Like, have you been?
We passed through, but no.
Not spent too much time. Yeah. Rehoboth Beach was pleasantly surprised. It was super nice. So yeah, loved all that. And it's kind of like a beach trip. So we're like doing all the beach towns, which is so fun. So that's what I've been up to. We've got about 4 days left on the shoot. And then I'm going to try and head to Vermont, Maine, which I mentioned last week. So that is a go. But my peak of the week, we got to shoot a scene. We have a talent who's coming with us to all these spots. We got to film sunrise yoga in New Jersey on the beach. And it was so nice. Like, it was because I got to be like a extra. I was in the background behind our talent doing it too. So I got to take the class. And the instructor, I'll have to put her Instagram in the show notes. If you're ever in Asbury Park, Bradley Beach, New Jersey, go take her sunrise yoga class. The sun was just like hitting our face at like 7:30. We're like laying on our backs, just like meditating. And then we did like a really nice slow class and it was just so peaceful.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it was a great way to start the day.
Right by the water too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's a dream.
So yeah,
this whole trip has been giving me flashbacks to your like South Carolina escapades, like being mm-hmm. that you're like with mostly BD people and like the vibes of these towns are like very similar to the town that you were in. It's just yeah. like taking me back.
Oh, I know. That was such a fun time. I feel like this trip is making me want to move by the beach. like I'm like, why do I live in St. Louis? I need to be by the water and go for morning walks, do sunrise yoga more than once a year on the beach. Like, this is just really giving me the itch.
I know. It's not the same at your local Midwest park.
Yeah, it's just not. It really isn't. Okay, what have you been up to? What's your peak of the week? Give us the tea.
Well, I just have been really trying to embody the whole switch from Leo to Virgo season. As you guys can tell, I'm like trying to get really into astrology. It's just been like a fun, I don't know, thing to research and see how it aligns with my life. But apparently Leo season was all about like the party, which kind of makes sense as it's like the end of summer. And then as you go into Virgo season, it's much more about like cleaning and decluttering. And I have just been on a cleaning kick. I mean, I'm pretty much always on a cleaning kick, but even more like over the weekend, I took big bags to Thrift World and tidied up more of the office again and had a Labor Day sale to like get out some old inventory and my beauty cabinet. So I've just been really, I don't know, cleaning and trying to, I don't know, declutter all of the stuff in my life and in my head and in my surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
So not super exciting, but I feel like when things are less cluttered, my mind can more easily create and work and meditate without like all of these distractions and things around me. And then my peak of the week, actually, this was really exciting. So I mentioned a few weeks ago that we were going to have family day and I was going to see my stepbrother back from Hawaii. And then he wasn't there because he went on another trip, but he stopped by the store on Saturday and I didn't know he was going to be in town because he's trucking right now. He's like hauling. I don't even know how to describe it, but he like has a truck and he hauls like luxury vehicles across the country.
Mm.
And he like found this gig from this guy in Hawaii. So he like routed it so he could come through Omaha over the weekend. And he like came in and oh my God, this little guy looked like he was fresh out of Hawaii. Shout out Bryce. He definitely listens. He had like his little mustache. He's all sun-kissed tan, wearing this little like pink shirt and a bandana. I was just like on cloud nine vibing with him. Like, I think I hugged him like 10 times. I was just so excited to see him. And we were just aww, really in our sibling element. And I don't know, I just loved it. And then I helped him get a credit card, Capital One card, guys. Our, our yeah, referral links are in the show notes. But yeah, it was just really nice to see him again because it had been since February, really long time.
And oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's about it. I worked a shitload over the weekend because, as you guys know, retail Labor Day weekend, big weekend, kind of like Black Friday. So I'm pretty exhausted this morning, but in a really good way.
How was the Labor Day sale at New Wave?
Good. Super good. Super worth it. Fun people came in. Like, it was just cool because it wasn't a lot of my like regular customers. Like, it was like mm-hmm. a lot of people with 9 to 5s who like actually had the day off. So I got to see a lot of people I hadn't seen in a while. It was great.
I literally had a dream that I went to your sale last night. I don't know if it's because I saw your Instagram stories, like maybe before bed, but like in my dream, I went and you were, it was not at the store though. It was like you were at a booth somewhere. And then I saw like the box. And I was like, oh, is this the dollar bin? You're like, no. We literally had like a full on conversation in my dream.
That's amazing. Oh my gosh.
And you're like, oh, I just sold a t-shirt. It was perfect for you, but I just sold it. And I was like, dang it.
Should have came earlier.
Yeah.
So funny. But yeah, I think that kind of covers what we've been up to. I guess one other mini peek. Last week, I went to the Joslyn Museum, which is like the big museum here in Omaha. And it has like some world-renowned pieces. Like there was like Rembrandt and Monet, and mm-hmm. I was really shocked. And it's completely free to go to the Joslyn here in Omaha. Wow. They have one rotating exhibit that can cost like $5 to $10, I think. But the 90% of the museum is free all the time, which just kind of blew my mind. So it was a really fun way by myself to just like kill some time. But mm-hmm. my low of that day, I dropped my glass water bottle and it shattered. Thankfully, I was in the bathroom. You know those little hooks on the back of the door? I put it on there and then I don't know what happened, but it fell and it seriously a million pieces. So I had to call up to the front desk and I was like, hi, I'm an idiot in the basement and I just shattered glass all over the floor. And then this like 16-year-old boy came down and he was like knocking on the door. I was like, you can come in. And he's like, wait, thank you so much for cleaning it up. I like had it all in this paper towel. And he's like, most people would have just left it. I was like, that's so sad. But yeah, RIP to my favorite water bottle. And this is turning into a long story, but I had the exact same water bottle and Clay dropped it at this huge open mall when we were down in Columbia and it shattered everywhere and caused a huge scene. And we had to go like flag down a maintenance person or a janitor in a different country. And I like gave him so much shit for that. I was like, Clay, that was so embarrassing. Be careful. And then I literally did the same thing in a museum.
Yeah, in like an actual quiet place. Oh no.
So clearly I'm not allowed to have glass water bottles.
Take it away from you. Some of them like wrap them the outside. And have you seen that? They put like a silicone thing.
Yeah, it had that and I took it off because I didn't like the aesthetics of it.
Yeah, they kind of look a little dorky. That's what
I
have.
They get like fuzz on them.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I don't even know if it works. I just have seen that and I'm like, oh, that's smart. Like to maybe help it a little bit, but. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, hopefully anyway, that was a new one soon.
I did. I ordered one. I was like looking on Pinterest and I was like showing Clay all these and he's like, you do not need to turn this into a 3-hour escapade if I just like just buy one.
Just pick one. That's so me. I get like overwhelmed by the options and then it's like, did I pick the cutest one? Is there a better option out there?
And it like literally does not matter at all.
Oh no, not at all. Yeah. I have Rent the Runway right now and like, literally didn't even order my last month's clothes because I just keep looking at what four pieces I want. And I seriously didn't even get an August rental and I paid for it too. I'm like,
wait, that's so sad. Just
so overwhelmed by how many options there. And I'm like, is this the cutest pair of trousers on this website? Like, I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
I just need to like make a decision.
Rip the band-aid, pull the trigger.
No. So I feel that.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
Anyway, sorry guys. I derailed that whole thing. Your guys' peak of the week. All right, we're going to read your guys' peak of the week now. Kara, do you want to go first?
Yeah, and if you want to send in your peak of the week, make sure to follow our Instagram at We're Already Friends. All right, so first peak of the week, Haley saw Harry Styles in concert back home with her bestie.
Love that.
Love that. We're jealous.
An icon.
Icon, legend. He is the moment. That's what me and Connor's Halloween costume was last year. He was Harry Styles and I was one of the watermelon sugar people.
That was a really good Halloween costume.
Thank you. And I've just set it up where I don't know if I can top it this year. We'll have to see.
I know. I was just going to say Halloween season is coming up and you've really outdone yourself the past couple of years.
Almost where I'm like, well, that was it. I peaked. I don't know. But yay. That sounds so fun, Haley. Glad you got to enjoy that time with your bestie.
Yes. Katie, she said, finishing up her last week at a job that was not helping her grow. And that is prime time content for today's episode of Burnout. So I think we will get into why that is so great in this episode. But congratulations, Katie. I'm proud of you for moving up and onward from that.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I think we wanted to do, first off, maybe like a little background about what burnout is, because it's kind of like a big umbrella term for a lot of things. So yeah, Allison, do you want to hop into like the history or even like the definition of burnout?
Yeah, I went full send with this. I was like listening to so many different burnout podcasts and like reading articles online because it's kind of a newer thing. So I found out that the term burnout was first coined in 1974 by Herbert Freudenberger. And he basically described it as the extinction of motivation or the incentive to produce results. And so I think that we often just associate burnout with working, but I think it goes so beyond that. Like you could get burned out from a sport, a hobby, a relationship, your sorority, a weekly commitment, your group of friends, a diet. Like it's really just a lack of motivation and excitement towards a particular thing. And maybe that's not everyone's definition, but I think for the terms of this podcast, we're going to kind of speak broadly about it. So that way you can apply the context to whatever you're going through, not just maybe being burned out from work.
Yeah, absolutely. It could be burnout from your major. It could be in college, like if you are just getting so overwhelmed. And it could also be burnout from relationships, like if someone's asking too much of you and you're not getting back what you're giving. I feel like there's a lot of things. So I think most people, exactly what Allison said, think about it as a job, which probably is the biggest way you can see burnout in your own life. But yeah, hopefully like what we talk about today, you can apply that, maybe it's the situation you're in. Hopefully you're not in the situation, but take it and I don't know, kind of keep these red flags or like signs in your mind so that if you ever get in that situation, you can deal with it in the best way possible and hopefully get out of it.
Totally. So I think for me, an overarching thing, it feels like you're surviving instead of thriving. Mm-hmm. And then that kind of leads to all the other effects, such as being stressed, exhausted, irritable. Maybe you're super sad, using alcohol or substances more. But I think it's when you can't see like light at the end of the tunnel, or all you think about is the end. Like, I can't wait till I get through this thing or past this, or this job ends, or this is over with. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not enjoying the process at all. And Karen and I have been talking a lot about being present more. And I guess I think that if you're not enjoying something in the present, that probably just means you just want to get through it and get over it. Mm-hmm. So I think that that would be a huge sign of burnout.
Yeah. And I think it's also good to, which I'm sure we'll talk about too, but like noticing whether you're burnt out and like you're just so over it and you need to switch career paths or completely get rid of that thing. Or if you just need like a break and you're just overworked. Like, I feel like hopefully we can talk through those different types of signs, because sometimes you're just overworked and it might feel like burnout and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm doing the wrong thing with my life. I need to stop and do something completely different. But maybe you just need some like time off and need to chill for a second or find better ways to time manage or cope with stress. So yeah,
exactly. I think I have a pretty good personal example piggybacking off what you just said. So there was last fall and like in the winter, I kind of thought that new wave was burning me out. I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm so exhausted. Like, how am I ever going to be able to handle all of this? And this is also like back when I had employees. This is also when I was like going out with friends on the weekend. And then we were like thinking about starting the podcast. And that's kind of really when my whole big life switch happened, because I was like, I actually do love the store and I do want to have the successful podcast and I do want to take care of myself. So how am I going to be able to do all of those things? And I just had to have a little self-analysis and be like, the drinking isn't serving me. Having employees isn't serving me. I thought that, oh, you have a business, you have to hire people, but I just don't like to manage people. So mm-hmm. that was managing other people was burning me out. New Wave wasn't burning me out. Managing other people was burning out. So it was very important that I realized that difference, because if I would have continued on the same track I was, I couldn't have sustainably kept the store open. Like, it was just draining me. But then the second I was like, wait, I think I just don't like managing other people. Mm-hmm. Then when I phased everyone out, I was like, wow, I feel like so freed. And now I feel like I'm getting to do what I want to do. So just making that differentiation of like, is it your job or is it that you're saying yes to everything? Mm-hmm. Is it your commute to your job? Is it even just the hours that your job is? Because it's so easy to just blame one thing without zooming out and being like, actually, there are a lot of other factors here that are playing into me claiming this is burning me out.
Absolutely. I feel the same way about with what I'm doing. Like, I think I can definitely feel burnt out doing social media for a living and like always posting on my own TikTok and Instagram, but then having to post on someone else's Instagram and Facebook and then having to do all the other million things. So exactly what you said, for me, it was like, okay, what's on my plate that is just not serving me and not serving my goals? And how can I do less of that? Because I do love what I do. I think that was like kind of the core of what I realized. It's like, no, I'm not burnt out and like want to quit what I'm doing and find something else. I love what I do. It's just, I'm doing too much. And finding the ways that you can like cut the other things, that you can make time, even out your plate a little bit more with the things that you actually love. Yeah, that's been huge for me. Absolutely.
Yeah, so important, because then the exhaustion that those things that aren't suiting you are carrying into what you're supposed to be loving. And then that negative energy is being cast onto that. And you're like, I don't think I like it anymore. And then you start going down the spiraling rabbit hole of thinking that you are having a quarter or a half century life crisis and you need to change everything, but it might just be a couple little things that could go and could really help you out.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess a few more signs I wanted to touch on are growing more cynical about the situation. That's when you kind of start projecting, I think, and being like, just the people I work with are toxic, which I have a whole lot of things I could say about the toxic thing.
Mm-hmm.
But people are just so quick to be like, my boss is toxic. My work environment is toxic. This is toxic. My sorority house is toxic. But you, maybe there are parts of those things that are toxic or not ideal, but to classify the entire situation as like this cynical bad thing is just like a little unfair. You know, you started at that job or you joined that thing or you started that sport at some point because you liked doing it. So it's really not necessarily the sport or the job that's probably changed that much. It's just your attitude about the job. So just having the awareness, I think, to not project all of the negativity onto the thing and be like, this just isn't serving me. And how can I change routes or switch up something to make it more possible? Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I feel like it's really easy to like, you know, start doing something. And then as it's going, you're like, I hate this stupid commute and I hate my stupid desk and I hate all these stupid emails and all these people are bothering me, you know, you just start compounding. And then once you kind of get that cynical attitude, it just continues. And then an explosion. And we're here trying to avoid burning things to a crisp. We're trying to take things out of the oven before they start on fire.
Yeah. And other risk factors or other things that contribute to burnout, intense workloads, tight deadlines. I feel like so many people that mm-hmm. are burnt out, like you're hearing a lot of burnout in like the nursing field because it's the most intense workload. The hours are intense. You've got a pandemic. Like there's just like so many things that are contributing to that. I feel like also people get burnt out working in advertising because those deadlines are so tight. The hours are just not rigid. Like they're just free flowing. Everyone's just working all the time, which is also another thing we said, lack of role clarity, not really having a definition of exactly what your job does. You're kind of just doing like a little bit of everything for everyone. That is a huge way to lead to burnout. Lack of support or encouragement. That's a huge thing. I feel like when people feel burnt out, it probably directly relates to not having support from either their boss or just other coworkers and just feeling like they're literally on an island by themselves, just drowning in work.
And they're then, the yeah. only one that feels that way.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, oh, everyone else is doing okay, but I'm just like over here stuck in hating my life, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, then, those are all really good.
Yeah, not getting enough sleep or not enough exercise are just other ways that can quickly lead to burnout.
Yeah, pretty much every list or podcast I listened to when I was researching burnout, they literally said not sleeping and not exercising enough because you're not refueling the tank. So if you're doing something that's pretty exhausting and then you're never refueling your tank, think of yourself as a car. A car can't just like keep driving a cross-country road trip if you're not putting any gas in. Mm-hmm. Like, of course the car is going to stop and break down. You have to take care of your vehicle.
Yeah. Gotta fill your cup before you fill others. I feel like working on location shoots, like I can definitely feel my burnout in the moment. And like even a couple days ago, like we were shooting and I literally had like nothing in my tank because we had done like a sunset shoot, woke up early for sunrise. We're driving 5 hours to the next spot. And I was like, we need to sleep in tomorrow or else I will not be able to work like the rest of the shoot. And that was probably, yeah, burnout in the moment because obviously I love this job. I don't have burnout for the whole job completely. But in that moment, I had to pinpoint, I'm like, I need sleep. Otherwise, I cannot continue. So yeah, pinpointing those things, taking it situation by situation is super important. But we'll get more into that. I think, do we want to talk about being out of alignment next?
Yeah. I think so, because we kind of just touched on what burnout is, how to spot it, the effects. And then you're like, okay, that's great. Yeah, I'm burned out. But now what? What am I supposed to be doing? And so something I've been really getting into is the dharmas. And if you guys listened to the episode with Diddy, she talked about how Enneagram and astrology and dharma archetypes and psychology, all of these things are really just like tools to help you learn more about yourself. And they can get so, I don't know, tabooed or like, oh, that's just like witchcraft over there. But as Karen and I said in that episode, like, why would you not take the opportunity to see how they fit you in your life and like the opportunity to help yourself. So I think just before you go ahead and turn this idea down, like maybe just look into it. And then if you find it's not for you, like, okay, there's so many other avenues for self-reflection. Okay, so Sahara Rose is probably one of my biggest inspirations at the moment. She has an amazing podcast. It's called Highest Self. There's like 350 episodes or something. It's crazy. I share it on my story all the time. But she basically created this, like these 9 Dharma archetypes. And your Dharma is basically like your actual purpose. And it's not really necessarily like your job. Could end up being your job, but that's not necessarily it. And so, you know, when people, the old term like, okay, go and find your purpose, then that kind of got shit on for a long time. But I think it actually had some merit, but we just only attributed our purpose to our job. But it really goes just like a lot deeper than that. So we'll put it in the show notes, but Sahara has this free online quiz to figure out your Dharma, okay, your purpose of one of these 9 archetypes. And I probably did it 4, 5, 6 months ago. And when I did it for myself, it had the artist as my top one and then entrepreneur as my second. And I was like, okay, yeah, super on brand. I totally see that. And then I had Clay do it and his showed him being the warrior as the top one. And then last night we were talking and we were like, or maybe it wasn't last night, a few nights ago. We're like, we should do each other's. Because in the same way that like, you just kind of have like bias over yourself of what you kind of want to be. Well, when he did mine, he also got the artist for mine on my first one, but researcher was second. And I definitely see that. Like I am such a researcher. And I mean, you can have 2 or 3, but then for Clay's when he did it, warrior was nowhere on there. It was all about the nurturing. And he is like such a nurturer. So this is kind of how I feel about Enneagram. Like if you pick one yourself, you kind of like, there's definitely Enneagram types that you're like, oh, I kind of want to be that one. That sounds nice. I think that's me. But then if you ask your friends or family, they're like, no, you're this one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's your Enneagram type?
I think I'm a 3, which makes sense for me, I think.
What is that one again?
It's like, 3. Oh, I don't know the names, but I think you're like outgoing, like to do things, achiever. I haven't done the Enneagram in a while. Let me pull it up.
Yeah, no, you're right. 3 is the achiever.
Okay.
Because I'm a 4, which is the individualist. Mm-hmm. And then you can have a wing, so either a 3 or a 5. But it's so interesting because that's how these things all play together. So if I'm the individualist and trying to be all creative and whatever, well, 3 being the achiever is kind of like being an entrepreneur. And 5 mm-hmm. is the investigator, which is kind of like being the researcher. Mm-hmm. So you can see how that overlaps. And then like my zodiac sign is I'm a Libra sun, but then a Capricorn moon. And Libras are all about like art and beauty. And then my Capricorn moon is literally just about working. So I'm finding that no matter what avenue I go to try to figure out myself, I'm kind of getting all the same results, which is good because then I can overlap them and be like, okay, well, is New Wave in line with that? And it's like, yeah, holy shit, it is. I literally get to create beauty every day. I get to research business solutions and be an entrepreneur, like so on brand. But mm-hmm. before with what I was doing, it wasn't on brand, you know?
Right.
So I guess we should have done your Dharma archetypes to like see, but even going off of with the Enneagram, you being the achiever, you are very success oriented. You are image conscious. You love putting, literally sharing images online. You love to excel. You're very driven. And I could definitely see you being a 2 wing as the helper.
I think that's what mine is.
Is it?
I think we talked about this maybe either on another episode or just together. And I think we concluded I was a 3 with a 2 wing.
A 2 wing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see that. You are definitely very caring and helpful. So anyways, to tie this all back into burnout, it's like if you can figure out what your Dharma archetype is and like what your Enneagram is and all of these things, you can then lay on, okay, how does my job, how are my social interactions, how is this like hobby or sport that I'm trying to get into, how does this align with like the big picture? Mm-hmm. And if it's so out of alignment, of course you're going to be burnt out. You're going to be like, yeah, I'm exhausted because this isn't filling my cup. This isn't my purpose. This is not who I was made to be. So of course you're going to have some resistance and you're going to be exhausted. Think of any time you're doing anything, like if you're, think of when your boyfriend goes shopping with you and he's literally like standing there like absolutely miserable. He's not enjoying it. So he's going to get tired in 2 seconds. Or when you're watching your boyfriend play Xbox, you hate it. Mm-hmm. So if you think about that from like a work side, it's, you should be thankful for the burnout, because the burnout is telling you, hey, this is out of alignment. This doesn't align with your core beliefs. You should fix something.
Absolutely. And I think a big thing that me and Allison are always trying to push on here is like, if you have a problem, you need to find the root cause. So all of this is literally trying to pinpoint the root cause of why you're feeling burnout, taking that quiz, evaluating what your strengths are, what your Enneagram is. That's all going to point to like exactly why you're feeling that burnout, exactly what you said. So hopefully that can get to the root of the problem.
Yeah, because otherwise if you just quit one job and then start another job that's super similar, like if you're working at one ad agency and you're hating it and you go to a different ad agency, you're probably still going to hate it if that's not what you wanting, if not what you're wanting to do.
Yeah. When you were saying that, I think another really good way to do this is maybe reach out to like your family or a few friends, and kind of what you were saying with someone else taking the Dharma quiz for you, have them write down like what you're really good at. We did this, I'm trying to think, in one of the groups, like some leadership group I was in, there was like 8 of us. We all wrote on a card. We all had someone's name on there. And then you like passed the card around and wrote down what that person was really good at. And on my card, when I got it back, someone said that I was a really good connector and that my big skill was like connecting everyone together, like bringing people together. And like kind of with last summer when I lived in Charleston, like I kind of brought our whole roommate situation together. Like I pulled everyone in like to live together. And I feel like now with my job as like a freelance producer, I'm connecting a creative story. Like we're getting a story of what they want. And then I'm connecting all the locals, all the locations, like I'm bringing everyone together. And I feel like that's maybe why I feel so fulfilled, is because someone called out to me like, you're really good at this. Like this is definitely aligned with your purpose. Like your purpose is to connect other people. And so I found a job that allows me to do that. So even when, like I said, I do get tired or exhausted during the actual, you know, doing of the job, it's not that I feel like I'm completely in the wrong thing. It's because I've had other people tell me like, no, that's something you're really good at. Like you should continue pursuing that.
Yeah, that's really beautiful. I so see that for you. And you are, thanks. You are such a good connector. But yeah, there's just a huge difference. Like, of course, you can still get tired from doing something you love doing. Mm-hmm. I love to run. After like 8 miles, I'm like, yeah, I'm really tired. Or if you love painting, I mean, there's a cap to where you're like, okay, I'm tired. But that doesn't mean that you need to quit that forever. You're just like, hey, for tomorrow's shoot, could we sleep in tomorrow morning so that I can do it? You're not like, shoot's over, I'm burnt out, I'm going home, back to St. Louis. Like there's such a huge difference between being literally just tired and fatigued, exhausted, totally burnt out.
Yeah, feeling like there's no light at the end of the tunnel. Exactly. Yeah,
you can't carry on. You're not being fulfilled. So yeah, hopefully you guys find some of that interesting or helpful. I think they've been growing in popularity recently. Like I got into Enneagram like way back in college, and I feel like I could have asked 100 people their Enneagram type and literally no one would have been doing like, wait, what are you, Enneagram what? And now there's all these Enneagram types on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So it's totally growing in popularity. And even think with like astrology, like that was kind of tabooed 10 years ago. And now you can buy a t-shirt, a cup, a water bottle with your sign on it.
A candle.
Everyone knows their signs now. So I say, why not try the Dharma archetype too? No one's really talking about that one, but give it 5 years and everyone might be like, what's your Dharma?
Yeah. I think another really good one, I had a friend who was definitely feeling super burnt out, not really knowing if she was going the right way in her career. And I sent her StrengthsQuest. Have you done StrengthsQuest?
No, I need to.
That's another really good one. And that's pretty analytical. It's a 300 question test. It takes maybe 10, 15 minutes. And it tells you your top 5 strengths. And at my college, at University of Missouri, in the journalism school, that was in your 101 class. They made you take the StrengthsQuest. I think it's like $15.
Wait, is it Myers-Briggs?
It's Gallup. It's through Gallup.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. So that I was like, that really helped me even as like a freshman in college. I never really analyzed what my strengths were, like other than, you know, when you're in an interview and they're like, what's your strengths? Like you just make things up that you think, but like having an actual analytical data driven answer what my strengths were was really helpful. And so I sent that to her, and I like, you can send it to someone as like a gift. So I gifted that to her, and I feel like that gave her some clarity, because maybe she realized that like the job she was doing right now was tying into all of her weaknesses and like things that she wasn't good at. And that's why she was feeling so lost. So she's completely switched career paths now. So if that's something you're feeling burnt out and you just don't even know what you're good at, check out StrengthsQuest. That's a really good one to pinpoint like your top five things that you're really good at.
That's really good advice.
But yeah, no, it's definitely pen and paper skills that you might not even think about. Like my second one was strategic, which totally makes sense now. Like my entire producing job is being strategic. Like what time are you going to be here? What time are you going to be here? How far is the drive? How much is parking? Like all of that. And that's my number two skill. So I'm glad I found something that ties that together.
Well, yeah, because okay, so think of that. Connecting and strategizing are the skills. And then it's like, you could have done travel producing. You could have done this. You could have done that based off of those skills. And you probably could have been pretty happy like doing any of those. It's not just, I'm good at Photoshop. But it's like, right. Why are you good at Photoshop? Because you're creative. It's like, as Kara and I were just saying, getting down to the root of why you like something or why you don't like something.
Absolutely. That was
really insightful. Yeah, I will take that. Thank you.
Yeah, they might give you some job ideas on there. I can't remember. It's been a few years, but I think I need to retake it. Your skills change for sure. Or your strengths change, I'm sure, with time.
True. Totally. Okay. So I think our last talking point section will just be like how to move forward and how to help. So you've identified that you're burned out. Now, then we, in section two, we talked about, okay, what do you actually want to do? And that number three is like, let's move forward. Mm-hmm. What can we do with all of this newfound information? So as Kara was saying, back when she was figuring this out, taking personal inventory and pinpointing all of these little parts in your day or in your job and what solution you can come up with. And we're not talking Band-Aid solutions here, because maybe that job is so out of alignment for you, so not your purpose. If you just go on vacation, you're going to come back from vacation and you're still going to be burnt out because the job is not what you want to be doing. So try not to come up with like just temporary relief solutions, but actual changes and shifts that can lead you long-term more down the right path. Because if you think of yourself walking down the path, if one is slightly veering off course, just a little bit, over time, you can be miles off track. So it's reeling that in and being like, how do you get back on the course that you were meant to be on?
Yeah. And I think something that we are both advocates for is journaling. I feel like when you were saying that, the first thing that came to my mind is like getting a pen and paper and just writing down everything, writing down the pros of your job, what you like, what's bothering you, what are the cons, and maybe taking what you don't like and seeing if there's a direct solution. Like if there is actually something you can change with that, like if there's a coworker that you cannot stand, like, can you switch departments? Like, do you have to completely quit that job? If it's literally just a person, maybe it is get a different job at a different company or like joining a new team within your company. I think that if you're feeling burnt out, but it's just like, there's really only one thing and it's like your boss sucks. Like, is that completely switching and changing everything? Or is it just finding one solution for that one problem? Or if it's like, I'm working too many hours, finding a solution just for that direct line. Yeah, putting it all on pen and paper, I feel like, is always a great way to like write out your feelings. Because when you're feeling burnt out, it's only all in your head. So at least getting it out onto a journal or onto pen and paper is like the first step to just thinking it through.
Love that. And I don't know what business model it is, but at Barry's, we would call it IDS time. Mm-hmm. So at the end of every business meeting, everyone would come up with an issue and then we would discuss it, and then you'd have to come up with the solution. So as Kara said, you're overworked too many hours. That's the issue. Discuss. Do you take, you know, do you get every Friday off? Do you shorten your hours? Can you work from home one day? Come up with the solutions and then like make it happen rather than just letting this whirlwind of chaos and spiraling continue going on in your head and affecting every other area. And then that's when that cynical part will happen. Like maybe it is just too many hours, and then all of a sudden you're hating the people that you're around because you're miserable. You're hating your clients because they're bothering you. So just making sure that you can identify exactly what is triggering you or is off so that you don't run totally the other direction when maybe that didn't need to happen.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of burnout is setting boundaries. And if you're not in a workplace that allows you to set boundaries, that is when you need to jump ship, because especially since everyone has transitioned to work from home, it's no longer like, oh, I can't send you that tonight. Like, it's on my computer at the office. It's like, no, your computer's 10 feet away from you. You could definitely send me that. And so that doesn't make that any more acceptable than not physically going to an office. Like, I think people need to set boundaries. Maybe you need to turn a Slack time notification. Like, after 6 p.m., you're on snooze, or like you have an automatic response on the weekends. Like, it's, I don't know, it's the weekend, leave me alone. But whatever that way you can do that for your job to set boundaries, I feel like that's seriously a huge part of burnout, is just people always expecting way too much from you. And you shouldn't feel that way. Like, no one should be working 24/7.
No. And I saw this quote and I posted on my story, and Karen and I were both like, oh yeah, you don't need to make everyone's ask an emergency. And Karen and I think we're both so bad at that. Like, someone would DM us like, hey, I'm in Austin, Texas. Could you give me the name of that restaurant? And we would probably both stop in like the middle of our workouts or something just to answer this random person. And come to find, they're not even going to Austin for like 3 months. But like, I used to literally stop everything I was doing and answer someone because I thought I had to respond in this exact moment. And then the second I just stopped being like, no. That is so unnecessary. Like, I will get to them if I can get to them. But like, what I'm doing right now in the present moment matters just as much.
Mm-hmm.
So like you said, at turning that snooze on at 6 p.m., if you're working out in the evening or making dinner with your partner, do that. Don't answer the Slack.
Yeah. So maybe during certain hours, maybe after 6 p.m., you set your phone so that you don't get email notifications. Like, little things like that, I feel like will make a huge difference. And if the people that you work with, if that's unacceptable, then yeah, I think you need to find a new job, because more and more the lines between work and home are getting so blurred. And I think we need to push back a little bit, because it's a short-term fix that in the long term will keep you at the company, will keep the company successful. So I hope employers are starting to realize that.
It is better for everyone. I also found when I was researching this, like, how much businesses and employers spend on people being burnt out. Like, if you are someone listening to this that like has other employees, having a burnt out employee is so unbeneficial for you. Like, allow that person to speak, and as you said, maybe like turning off the Slack or whatever it is, because otherwise it's just costing you. You're just spending money and energy employing this person who is miserable. So it's better to fix whatever's happening than just to allow this to keep going on.
Yeah. And if you burn that person out and they quit within like a year, new hires cost, like, every time you hire someone new, I think it costs like $5,000 with all the time, all the resources. Like, it's proven it's a couple thousand every single time you bring on someone new. So it's more beneficial if you can keep someone and, yeah, not make them die of work overload.
Gosh. Yeah, you're right. It's definitely just a 2021 problem with technology and boundaries, but mm-hmm. I can't remember the quote or what I'm trying to say, but like, people will only treat you how you allow them to treat you. So if you're someone that constantly responds to every person's request and you set that standard for yourself and you allow people to like constantly, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but then they're going to continue to expect that. Mm-hmm. But if you're someone that has set up boundaries and doesn't take that kind of shit, then people will stop expecting you to take it.
Absolutely. I think another thing that I kind of wanted to touch on was like friendship burnout. And I know we mentioned that at the beginning of the episode, but how do you deal with that? If you're so burnt out from a friend or maybe your partner or family member who you just like can't get away from, and they're just like asking so much of you. Because that one's tough.
Because really, like, good question.
You obviously still probably love them and appreciate them, but like, sometimes people do ask way too much of us. And it's like, does that mean you need to end that friendship? Because sometimes I feel like people jump ship, and maybe it's you that ends the friendship way too quickly, or the other person ends the friendship too quickly, and they call it toxic. Back to what you said, they're like, oh, that was such a toxic friendship. But like, was it actually a toxic friendship? Or did you guys just need some time apart?
If you're burnt out with someone, it's probably because they're either being dependent or they're constantly gossiping or they're constantly complaining about something, and setting that boundary of, hey, I'm my own person with all of my own things to deal with. I cannot carry all of yours as well. I'm definitely here to help share some of it, but you're taking me down with you.
Mm-hmm. You saying that definitely flashed me back to a time where I had burnout with a friend, and I didn't think this friendship was going to end from me saying that, but I said the exact same thing, like just I statements, like I'm just feeling like I'm overwhelmed. I'm taking on a lot. I just need some time where maybe like you don't come to me with everything, and that like really offended that person, like, which sucks, but I'm kind of a lot better now not having that person constantly coming to me every single day with their issues. And I just expressed to them that like I needed, like I was just, you know, needing more time for myself, not saying like you're a terrible person, like you're relying on me too much. But I mean, sometimes like things happen for a reason. If you are feeling burnt out with someone, you just express like, I'm feeling a little overwhelmed. Like I need to take some more time for me. And if that offends them, like that offends them, and you might actually benefit from like that fallout, if that makes sense. Yeah.
I totally agree.
Because if they're really a good friend, they'll understand and they'll just take that time, and you'll take a month off where you're not seeing each other every day or talking every day, and you'll come back and hit it off like nothing ever happened.
Exactly. And they should understand. I definitely have friends where I'm like, they'd be like, hey, do you want to go to dinner Saturday? And I was like, you know, honestly, I'm just exhausted. Was kind of looking forward to having like a night by myself. And they're like, yeah, totally understand 100%. Like, hope you feel better. That's a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they're literally just wanting to hang out with you for their own benefit. If they're upset with that, they're like, eh, F your feelings. Sorry you're not feeling well. I just want to hang out with you and I'm lonely, so you better come over.
Yeah. It's like, well, don't you care that I'm like overwhelmed or I'm like burnt out? Because I always hear about how you're overwhelmed. You know what I mean? So
two-way street.
Yeah. If you are feeling overwhelmed by someone, I think the best way, if personally, I would first just like kind of try to distance yourself without saying anything. Because I feel like it really is just like the matter of setting boundaries and like taking time apart. So sometimes you just don't need to say anything. Maybe you just like don't try to make plans with this person for a while. Try to give it like a month apart. But if you have to say something, try to set some boundaries. But yeah, a good friend will understand and will hopefully
and gently,
yeah, be willing to take the time apart. Maybe pick up a new hobby in the meantime. Like if you and your friend see each other every single day at, I don't know, the same coffee shop or the same workout place, like try to do something different. Switch up your routine. Because yeah, it sucks to have to lose a friendship over just like over communicating and like not having those boundaries. So
exactly. And it's not that either of you are a bad person. Your friend might be only spilling all of their drama and gossip because they're going through a really bad breakup or something. So just having grace with them while also protecting yourself, because if you care enough about that friendship, you don't want to ruin it long term by needing this little break. It's just kind of like, hey, I love you, but I love me too. And I've got to take care of myself right now.
Absolutely. Should we touch on burnout with family members? How to deal with that? Any thoughts with actual family where you can't really cut ties?
That's super hard for me because my family's so independent.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've said that quite a bit on here. Like we all just totally do our own thing. So I definitely have never experienced that.
I know, but same. You have my parents aren't like overbearing. I feel like in this example, I'm just thinking of like a very overbearing mom or a very overbearing sister or sibling. Brother. Yeah. I don't know. I think, again, trying to set boundaries, going and seeing a therapist maybe would be like more appropriate, because like family is a whole nother level that I just don't even think I could comprehend. You know, feeling burnout from just like an overbearing parent that's always in your business, always telling you what you should do with your life or you shouldn't do with your life. I feel like seeing a therapist would be very helpful if you're feeling overwhelmed in that realm, because you don't want to say the wrong thing. Because like, I couldn't imagine not talking to like a sibling or a parent and like being that upset with them.
Yeah. Yeah. That's big work. I don't have the answer for that either. But no, your feelings are valid and it's not your fault.
And maybe we can have a guest on to talk about family relations and how to deal with that.
Yeah, that would be really interesting.
Because that's totally not up my alley. Thankfully, my parents just let me do my own thing. They check in once a week. How's it going?
Same. Well, I think that's kind of all we we touched base on all the big chunks, right?
Yeah. And I think,
do you have any last thing you want to add?
Yeah, to wrap up, I feel like you wrote in the outline, just if you're feeling this burnout, feeling overwhelmed, get out of your head, take action. The longer you let it sulk, the longer you let yourself sulk and be in a miserable situation, the worse it's going to get, less time you'll have to spend living your dream. Your future self will thank you, because yeah, life's too short to be sitting in a miserable job day to day, just hating your life. Or being in a miserable situation with someone that is completely draining you.
Totally. Think how many times you finally got out of something and you're like, I just wish I would have done that sooner.
Mm-hmm. Every time. It's every time.
Yeah. So you might as well just rip off the Band-Aid, make the change, and then that's all the rest of the days that you get to spend enjoying whatever you're doing.
Yeah. And again, try to do some self-evaluation. Find the root of what's causing the burnout. Because it can feel like everything's against you when it's really only like one or two things that's really, really bothering you.
Totally. And if you guys need journal advice, we do have our bonus episode on our Patreon, patreon.com/artyfriends. And we did a whole episode about journaling, how to get started journaling, journal topics, prompts, the point of it, our experiences with journaling. And that wasn't even the point to tie this in together, but I really think that that would be useful for you guys if you're feeling a little stuck.
Yeah, a really great place to start, for sure.
Well, have a great week, weekend, day.
Yes, whenever you're listening.
2021.
Have a great next moment of life. All right. Well, thanks for listening to another episode of Artie Friends. We'll catch you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Artie Friends. It means the world to us that you are listening, liking, subscribing, and following us on Instagram. We are really trying to build up our rating in Apple Podcasts. So if you could leave a review, we are a review and a rating. We are doing a giveaway at the end of the year for AirPod Pros. So Kara is going to tell you how you can enter that giveaway.
Yes. So to be entered into this giveaway, you need to leave a 5-star rating and review on the Apple Podcast app. Go ahead and click 5-star, write a little snippet about what you're enjoying about the podcast, and then screenshot that and send it to our Instagram at We're Already Friends. That way you'll be entered. We'll see it. And yeah, we're doing the drawing at the end of the year. So again, thank you for your support. It really means the world to us and it lets us keep doing what we're doing.
Yes. Thank you guys so much. We'll catch you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.